Non, ça c'est assez moins cher, mais c'est parce que je suis assez le temps pour docteur Maharal, on the service of January 26, 2013. Patient name is Linda Griffin, that's LINDASPSGRIFFIN. That's a patient 04031953. Primary care physician is, please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of August 13, 2012 chart. Please not have cardiac things, not please not have reason for this follow-up, please not have the colleagues not have. We had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Griffin in our cardiac thing today. Please as well know she's a very pleasant 59 years old African American lady who was a past medical assistant for non-obstructive coronary disease. This is post-left heart catheterization, which was done on August 18, 2010. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus. She's in our cardiac clinic today for a follow-up visit. The patient says that she's relatively doing well, enjoying her digestive health. She denies any chest pain, shortness, or breath, or abdominal pain, or pain. She denies any lightheadedness or vertigo. She denies any palpitations, syncope, breathing attacks, or reversal, so lots of questions. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent palpitations, clinical changes, varicose veins, or swelling. She's a follow with her primary care physician again. She's compliant with all her medication. Please, Mr. Gaff. Past medical history, number one, non-obstructive coronary disease. This is post-left heart catheterization done on August 18, 2010. Period number, hypertension, period number, hyperlipidemia, period number, diabetes mellitus. Period next, I have a past surgical history significant for hysterectomy. Period next, I have social history. She denies smoking. The alcohol is against the drugs. Period next, I have family history significant for coronary disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Period next, I have allergy. She is not known to be allergic to any medication. Food. Period next, I have current medication. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of August 13, 2012 chart. Period next, I have physical examination by the source of the visit. Her blood pressure is 181 over 86. Her pulse is 81 beats per minute. Surgery. Her weight is 200 pounds. Height is 5 feet, 3.5 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding tablet except for a systolic murmur 2 out of 6. Period. Now, next paragraph diagnostic investigation. Number 1 EKG done on January 26, 2013. Okay. Showing a vertigo rate of 76 beats per minute, or 72 beats per minute on left axis deviations on sinusism and otherwise indeterminate EKG. Period, next number. Lab test done on September 11, 2012, showing sodium 138, potassium 3.8, chloride 102, hemoglobin A1C of 10.0, glucose of 205, urine nitrogen 11, creatinine 0.6, cholesterol 170, triglycerides 91, HDL 47, LDL 105. Hemoglobin 10.5, hematocrit 33.2, MCV 81.8, platelets 441,000. Next number, please copy the rest of the diagnostic investigations from page 2 of August 13, 2012 chart. Period, next paragraph, assessment time plan number 1. Coronary artery disease, the patient is still of non-obstructive coronary artery disease. This is post left heart catheterization, which was done on August 18, 2010. Period. On today's visit, the patient is generally asymptomatic. Period. Her recent stress test, which was done on July 18, 2012, showed small sized mild severity anterior complete vessel defects, suggestive of ischemia in the territory typical of the distal LAD. Period.
The thing is that you say that. Yeah, once you're done with
However, due to the patient being asymptomatic to a visit, we will continue your conservative management. We'll advise the patient to continue the same medication regimen. And we'll follow up with her in the next follow-up visit and manage her accordingly. Period. Next number, hypertension. To a visit, her blood pressure is 181 over 86, which is elevated. Period. The patient said that her blood pressure is relatively controlled at home. However, period. We did increase her amlodipine dosage from 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams once a day. And we asked her to record her blood pressure at home and to bring the records on the next follow-up visit for reevaluation and also for possible modification if necessary. Period. Also, she's to adhere to strict low salt and low fat diet and will continue to monitor her blood pressure readings on the next follow-up visits. Period, next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known case of diabetes mellitus. Period. Her recent hemoglobin A1C, which was measured on September 11, 2012, was 10%. Period. We asked the patient to follow up with her primary care physician regarding tight glycemic control on target hemoglobin A1C of less than 7%. Period. Next number. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known case of hyperlipidemia. Her recent LDL measured was 105, which was measured on September 11, 2012. Period. She used to follow up with her primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs on a target LDL of less than 100. Period. Next number. Shortness of breath. On today, the patient denies any symptoms of shortness of breath. However, recently she was complaining of shortness of breath while exercising. We ordered a pulmonary function test to assess her lung function and to exclude out any lung pathology. We also order to repeat the echocardiogram, which was done in July 2012, to assess the heart function and structure.
Can I have a copy of the
period.
Script?
I actually already made copies. And just sitting there right now.
Okay.
Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit. Meanwhile, she's in to continue the same medication regimen. Period, Ms. Wega, thank you very much for participating in the care of Mrs. Griffin. Period, the phone number having provided for her to go to the questionable concern at any time. Period, see her back in our clinic in 2 months or sooner if necessary. Period, meanwhile, she has started to continue seeing her primary care physician and continue to find care. Period, Ms. Wega, thank you very much. Period, Sincerely, for your absence, Mama, to send us MHM, this person, SSEN, medical student, looking for Dr. Myra. Repeat. Please, before the end of dictation, if you can go back to the medication list and change the number 3, I'm leading up in 5 milligrams, which was changed to 10 milligrams on today's visit once a day. Period. This is end of dictation.